Filipino at home. If you were given a chance, will you wanna go back and at least learn your Filipino
Oh,
culture more?
absolutely. It's funny, I've been back twice. I have lots of family, I talk to them all the time, and they don't speak Tagalog to me.
Speaking in
And they
English.
speak to me in English, and I know sometimes they have a hard time, and I don't understand why they switch. I said, "Why don't you speak Tagalog to me?" And he's, "Will you understand?" "Yes, I understand everything. In fact, I even know how to speak, but I just don't. I even studied it. I probably know, I can read and write." My cousin, who speaks very fluent Tagalog, doesn't know how to read it, and he wouldn't know how to write it. And there's sometimes, even though I don't speak Tagalog as often, there's some words I use he doesn't understand, even though he speaks Tagalog more often. And so, at this point, I feel like being Filipino puts me at an advantage because it's a culture a lot of people don't understand or even misunderstand, and it's kind of I feel like I hold something not a lot of people have. And no one can take that from me. So to learn more about it and understand more about it would only benefit me.
Would you have a chance, like, for example, my own, if I were to be a pure Filipino and you're being a US American citizen here, will you wanna be my friend and get more?
Yeah, sure, I'd be happy to. I
Because,
don't have a lot of opportunities, I think. By chance, I go to a Chinese church, so a lot of my friends are Chinese. I even grew up with lots of Chinese people at school, and I had Filipino friends at school too, but
because sometimes they give different interpretation. If you have a friend that's Filipino, you have to look like them. You cannot even, they won't distinguish you as American citizen, American, because they have a different, I don't know how to say it, but
Yeah, like a different view or
yeah,
perception. Yeah,
it's just they're gonna say you're not cool, you're just one of them.
I don't like it either way, whether it's Filipinos looking at me and saying, "You're not Filipino enough," because of the way I talk, or even the other way, if I am talking to someone Filipino, it's like, "Oh, what do you speak Tagalog? That's so weird." Either way, it's not very comfortable.
Have you ever felt discriminated once in your high school life or college life because of your background? In your own.
I don't think so.
Don't think
I
so.
don't feel like that I've ever experienced anything like that.
That's good.
Which is good, you know.
At least you don't have experienced the fact that they're teasing you when you're far, and then when you come, if they pass by you, say, "Ah, you're Filipina, you're not supposed to be here."
No, I don't feel that at all. There's teasing amongst my friends, which is a totally different kind of teasing, and that's fine, and we joke about it, and it's a way for me to distinguish myself. But no, not any kind of real discrimination or teasing. I don't think so.